Next patient is Patricia Beadles. 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 Patricia, PATRICIA. Date of test is, I'm sorry, date of consult is 11/13/23. Date of birth is 11/4/61. Next paragraph. Dear Marion, Marion is, can you please say that? The consult is from Dr. Renato Alfonso, R-E-N-A-T-O, Alfonso. Please make copy for Renato Alfonso from Palm Coast, MD. Dear Renato, thank you for sending Patricia Beadles for evaluation. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 62-year-old female who has a long-standing history of smoking and COPD. Was recently hospitalized with chest pain, shortness of breath, and cough. The patient was positive for RSV, and sputum showed strep pneumoniae. She was sent for a chest CT, which showed a right mid lung density, and there was no evidence of pulmonary embolism, and the findings suggested bronchopneumonia in the right mid lobe and severe emphysema. Follow-up CT was suggested, period. The patient was given antibiotic therapy, nebulized bronchodilators, IV steroids, and subsequently discharged, period. She is presently coughing up clear mucus and denies fevers, chills, and night sweats. She has a poor appetite and has lost weight. Next paragraph, past history has included history of pulmonary embolism 10 months ago. She had a history of COVID-19 infection and previous history for fracture of both hips with repair. She had bowel obstruction requiring exploratory laparotomy and colostomy placement, and colostomy was later reversed. There's history of fibromyalgia and previous history of pneumonia and sepsis. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked half to one pack per day for 50 years and does not drink alcohol. She worked as a nurse. Works as a nurse. Next, allergies, none listed. Next, family history. Father died of pulmonary embolism. Mother died of post-surgical complications. Next, system reveals patient has shortness of breath, wheezing and cough, reflux, and history of abdominal pains. She has occasional chest pain, no palpitations, no leg edema. She has anxiety. She has urinary frequency, no dysuria. She has easy bruising. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss. She has glaucoma and no cataracts. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This elderly, I'm sorry, this is not elderly. This is a middle-aged, thinly built white female, is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 120 over 70, pulse 96, respiration 22, temps 97.5, weight is 82 pounds, saturation 97. On room air, HGND announced phallic pupils reactive. Thank you, Maya's throat is clear, ears, no inflammation. Next up, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. Expirations are prolonged. And there are occasional wheezes. Heart seems irregular, smallness to no murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no cap tenderness, reflexes on one plus, but no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin no lesion. Next paragraph, impression number one, COPD with severe emphysema. Number two, right mid lung density with pneumonia. Number three is history of pancreatitis. And number four, nicotine dependency. And number five is deconditioning. Next paragraph plan, the patient has been advised to use a nebulizer at home with Duonep solution 3 times daily. Trilogy Ellipta, 100 micrograms, one puff a day. She was also advised to quit cigarette smoking, use a nicotine patch, and get a complete pulmonary function study with lung volumes. She was also advised to continue Lasix as needed. Bupropion 150 milligrams a day, Megestrol 40 milligrams daily, Omeprazole 40 milligrams daily, Metoprolol 25 milligrams BID, and Alendronate 70 milligrams weekly, 1 aspirin daily, and Norco 5 milligrams PRN. Copy of her previous PFT will be requested, and a follow-up visit will be arranged in 4 weeks. Thank you for the consultation. Copy 4. Copy for Renato Alfonso, MD, ALFONSO, Renato.